Welcome back to another episode of Pinkies Up. I'm Emma.
And this is Jada.
And this week we are playing Would You Press the Button?
Ooh, so tempting.
So our tea time question for this week is, what is the toughest decision you've ever had to make?
My toughest decision, I would probably have to say that I've come to make is probably choosing a career that I will actually be happy in the long run.
Oof, yeah, I can relate. I can relate to that.
You know, because it's like you have to basically plan your whole life at such a young age, and you know, it's hard to find your passions when most of your time you spend your life in school, where it's basically just basics instead of you finding out what do you really love. So it's, you know, definitely difficult. And you?
I think for me, it would be picking where I wanted to go for college because you have to put a lot of time and effort because this is where you're gonna work to get that career that you want.
Right.
So it depends on how much you want to spend for that, where you want to go for that, like what environment will be the best for you. So I would
Right.
definitely say that that was a really tough decision to make, but it all worked out in the end. So we're all
We
fine
love
with
that.
it.
That's really good. We love that. We love that.
Okay. So getting into this episode. So this was a very popular game that was a lot of kids played it in middle school. Did you ever hear of this website, this game? Did you ever partake in playing it?
I think I heard of it once in my life.
So basically, there's this website online called wouldyoupressthebutton.com, and it's a very simple game. It's almost like taking a poll to the extreme. So you're given an opportunity or a situation, but there's some sort of consequence that can be a big deal breaker. So basically, you read the situation, and if you agree with it, you press the button, or you press a button that says, I would not press this big red button if
Right.
this were real. And they're usually very funny. There are hundreds upon thousands of different combinations. So much fun. Should we get into this?
Yes, this is giving me like the Matrix vibes. Like, oh my gosh, would you take the pill or not? Jeez.
It's okay. Yeah, that's another good explanation. So if you've never played this game, but if you've seen The Matrix, it's very much like that.
Okay, let's
Okay,
get into
let's
this.
get
I'm
into
excited.
this. Okay, yes, Jada does not know these. I found all these. There's gonna be some are gonna be serious, but some are gonna be really funny and fun.
All
Okay,
right.
so first situation is you meet the love of your life, the person, the love of your life, you don't want to spend your life with anyone else, but you are not physically attracted to them. Would you
Ooh.
press the button?
And this is like to actually be with them, the button to play be with them.
Yes.
Ooh. I would push the button. There's
You
plastic
would.
yeah, there's plastic surgery. It's all right. It's all right. We
I
can get
thought you were
through
gonna go
this.
like real sweet with this one and
No,
be like,
no.
you know, looks
Mm-mm.
don't matter. It's all about
Mm-mm.
personality.
No,
Jada's
because
like, we're gonna.
no. No, because you what's the point of loving someone if you're not physically attracted to them? I can look past you having to purchase your face, but as long as I'm happy and you're happy, we can both be happy.
Wow, Jada, is this really telling that you say looks are more important than personality?
It's a big factor. I don't see there's too many people in this our little dating pool of life that are in they are the product of personality overriding looks, and that's a problem for us. So yeah, no. I said what I said.
I'd push the button, you know, like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm just, yeah,
What's
I'd
your
have
reason?
to.
Don't make me sound shallow.
I feel like the reason is, although I mentioned this, I think it had to be either in the Cupid Sucks at Archery episode or something different. But I said, you know, as you get older, everyone's gonna get gray hair, everyone's gonna get wrinkles. It's gonna happen at some point.
Right.
But their personality stays. I don't know. Like, yes, looks are important, but if you're a good person, like, yeah, like I vibe with that.
But like, what about those people who look so good and then they age so good? Like, what's his name? Denzel Washington. Like, do you see how he aged and then he aged? Like, that man is, excuse me, no weirdness, but he's still fine. Like, hands down.
No, there's plenty of Hollywood men who have aged like very
Or
fine wine.
Keanu. Like,
He's
see?
aged well. Paul Rudd has aged well. There's a
Exactly.
lot of people who have aged really, really
So
well.
I think it's a big factor, but personality is always number one. And then looks are very close after that.
Jada, you're trying to redeem yourself here.
I really am.
Okay,
Oh,
next situation. So you never suffer from flu-like symptoms when you're ill, except you have an increased need to sneeze, but you spontaneously switch gender every time you sneeze.
Yo, I would push the button.
Really?
I would push the button. Heck yeah. Oh my god, that sounds so fun. Just swap. Like, except when you're, like, in the, like, woman's bathroom and it just, achoo, and you're like, ah, you pervert! You know, like.
You see, that would be a good movie. Like, yeah, I feel like that'd would be a very fun movie.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, I would push the button. I'm trying to contemplate, because, like, it would be fun, because, like, all of a sudden, like, you just, like, sneeze.
And that's then, only when you're sick. Like, imagine, you just stay healthy for a majority, and it's like.
Yeah. But, like, what if you, there was, like, a fun event that you were going to, and then, like, all of a sudden you, like, sneezed, and, like, this, like, perfect outfit you got, guy or girl, and then all of a sudden you go to this event and you're like, well, I can't wear that anymore.
But what if that's why you wear gender neutral clothes? Like, wear, like, a bedazzled suit, where either Ooh. Way, just give enough room for your bust, and you call it a day, and make sure that Ooh. You got some space down there, too, so you can breathe down there, too, you know? You know, I'm just saying,
you have like, to get a very... very expansive gender neutral wardrobe though, because exactly. you don't know when this would occur. You know when I would try to sneeze? I'd try to sneeze like when I would be expecting my time of the month.
Yeah, and then yo, just like that's so
maybe
smart.
I would press the button. Maybe I would press the button.
You know, that's actually really, really smart. That's great, you know? And then you would be able to like be like, yeah. Can you force a sneeze? You can force a sneeze.
You can
like,
force a sneeze.
Get a little feather.
Get a little feather, sniff some pepper, you know, whatever you need to do to get that sneeze.
You know what? That's actually, that sounds pretty cool. Good question. Good question.
That's a good one. That's a fun one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next situation. You get a free meal at whatever restaurant you want once a day, every day, but you cannot use any condiments for the ever for the rest of your life.
Yo, how? Yeah, that's a no for me. No.
Really?
No button.
No button. You're not pressing the button.
I'm not pressing the button. I choose the blue pill, the Matrix. Yes. No.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I think I could do it just because, like, what? Okay, like here's the thing: it's one free meal a day at whatever restaurant, once a day, every day. So you could go to like McDonald's, and then you could go to like Wendy's. But because you only went to one of each restaurant each day, you could technically hit up. You could get all your meals for free.
Like, that's true, but
that'd be I know like condiments are important, and I'm a Midwesterner, so I love me some ranch like a ton. But like if you go out to eat, this is just like if you go out to eat, if you cook at home, you can use condiments.
And so like, I mean, if you put it that way, I would probably say the button, but just imagine you're going to this fancy restaurant, it's a free meal, the portion size is super small, but the presentation is everything, and all it needs is salt. But you can't do that.
Oh, I didn't even think about
it. It ruins the whole moment, and you're just like, I don't even want to eat here anymore.
Is salt a condiment, or is that a, like an herb? Because like condiments are the things I think for like squeeze bottle, like ketchup, mayo, mustard,
like salt, pepper, seasonings. I mean, like when you see condiments, when you go, do you want the condiments? And you go to a restaurant, and let's say you're at a booth, you're at like a Denny's or Waffle House, you see your ketchup, your mustard, your salt, your pepper.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Think about it.
Maybe I wouldn't press the button now because I was like, if I'm going to a restaurant, screw it. I'm just getting pasta. But you now that you think about
like,
that.
Seriously, like you go to a bougie restaurant on your free day and they just ease up on, they're like, no, we don't do all that. We're very fancy here. Just no. Mm-mm.
Dang. Maybe I wouldn't. That's tough. That's really tough.
But good point. Good point. I like how you did it. You said you can basically eat the whole week.
For free, pretty much. Yeah.
It could be a huge portion. You never set the portion. Nope, that's extra good.
Exactly. Next situation. You can read minds, but you can't lie.
Ooh. You can read minds, but you can't lie. Because trust me, there's some things that just need to be left unsaid. You know?
Because like let's say you're going dress shopping with your friends, right?
Oh, and God.
Your friend tries on this dress. They love you do not love it. And if you read their minds and they're like, I hope they really like this dress, you can't be like, it, girl, you look disgusting.
Right. That would be crazy. And you know, you can just avoid the truth. You can just avoid it. You don't have to say it. You can just, so, I love your shoes. Okay. I love your hair. It's really pretty. Look, just avoid the dress in all total. You know, I would read mine. No, I don't want to read minds. Because then I feel like it's invasive. I say no. I can't. Sorry.
I don't think I could either.
It's not the package for me.
Then didn't we cover that in like the think tank where it was like if two mind readers read
each other? Oh my god. And here we are, we were just literally like having a full discussion for a good 10 minutes, just like that's great. You guys should go back and listen to that episode, by the way. We love that.
Okay, this one was more for me just because I saw it and it had to do with writing. So okay. I was like, I gotta do it. Anyway.
Bring it.
Okay, this situation is anything you write will come true, but all the things you've previously written will come true.
I would say no, because I'm gonna be honest, I have a death note, y'all. Like, have you heard of, like,
Jada, do we need to stop this recording? I think we might need to have
discussion. No. But like when someone, like, for example, when I was a kid, you know what, it might work, because if I see those old little journal when I was in elementary, I could barely spell, so it probably won't work. But you know, like, for example, I hope so-and-so tripped down the stairs for stealing my animal crackers. Like, I was upset. Like, people used to take my food, and I would, like, not kill them off, because I don't believe in killing them, but I was like,
I hope you step on a Lego.
Exactly. And then it's like, eh. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't even that serious. But yeah, I don't think so. But just imagine, that would be kind of hard.
See,
because what if you get upset and you're just trying to write out your feelings, and then it just happens?
But I feel like if you write out your feelings, it's a very present thing, so it's kind of like hard for it to be true in real life. Because like if you're writing about experiences that actually did happen in real life, then it kind of cancels each other out, I think.
But what if I feel like my chest has an elephant on it, and then an elephant just pops up and it on your chest, like, just imagine.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with your words.
Exactly, you know, like, when you say, like, my heart is full of sorrow, it's heavy like lead, and you, like, lead poisoning. Absolutely not. No way.
See, this was fun, and then I realized, I was like, I'm writing an end of the world thriller.
Excuse me?
She'll kill us all. We don't need that.
That's so cool. Look, like, why is the moon turning red? And it's like, by the way, I wrote that, and yeah.
But think of how cool that would be, though. You could write down on a piece of paper, I would love to get $1 million. Boom. You got $1 million
right
there.
But it'll be cringe. But what if you got it, but you didn't know how you get it?
Ooh.
Now that will be a big plot twist, and it's like, then you're gonna hate it.
Oh,
you're gonna hate it. Like, for example, like, I wish I had some Yeezys sneakers, and then, like, next thing you know, some guy just, like, slipped and dropped his shoes from the airplane, and just his luggage just boom right there, Yeezys. Like, that's so much misfortune. Think about it.
You gotta think about it. Yeah, that's a good one to think on. I don't know. Yeah. Would I press the button on that? I don't know if I would.
Am I being pessimistic in this episode? Wait, what? I'm seeing the pattern.
Okay. Next situation.
Okay.
You have the ability to fall asleep whenever you want, but you have to wake up every 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Because personally, I could not. Like, I love a long period of time for sleep. Like, I can see where it'd be nice for, like, it being convenient. But, like, waking up every 20 minutes, sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Exactly. Like, I would not press the button. That would be instantly. That would be great for a mom. Like, if you have a whole bunch of kids and you're, like, a soccer mom, and you have a whole bunch of appointments, and you're just, like, can't go to sleep.
But do you know how tired you would be if you have to wake up every 20 minutes? That's 3 times an hour that you'd be waking up.
That's so disrespectful. That's not so rude. Like,
I know.
20 minutes to get up, go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's tough.
I don't think I would press a button on that one.
Yeah, that sounds like a sore end of the deal.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Okay, the next one is, you become a famous celebrity, but you can't see your loved ones very often. You can see them once a year for a few days max.
I would push the button. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
just like, I don't care. Who cares?
No, like, I don't have to be there physically to know that they love me and take care of me. I would literally FaceTime and call that a day, you know? Just, like, you know, see them from a distance and make sure that
a few times a year.
You know, and watch them from afar. Just me being able to take care of my family and know that they're living their life in a way they want to because I'm famous, that's enough for me.
Because, see, it's only you can only see them in person. It doesn't say that you can't call or, like, FaceTime them.
Exactly,
so
and that's a win.
I think,
like,
I could. Exactly. I think I could.
You know, I feel like most celebrities do that somewhat anyways.
Yeah. See, so I think I could. Yeah, doesn't seem too bad.
And plus, you got your friends. Like, come on, they'll come through.
For sure. But, oh, but it's loved ones, though. Do you count your friends as your loved ones, though?
Depends how close you are. Like, for you, yeah. But, like, others.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, like, for sure. But I think that would be a little difficult. That means I would have to keep everyone at a distance. But, y'all, I can't like you too much because then I gotta bounce.
Otherwise, we can't see each other.
You know, they're like, why? You know, just the universe, man.
Can't do it.
That's great.
This is a really good one. I really like this one. It's a good thinker. So the situation is nobody dies anymore, but no one procreates anymore. So right now, no one in the world is dying, but there are also no babies being born right now.
Yeah, that's a no. No buttons. That can't
really?
That. Absolutely not. There's some people. I feel like there's the import. I'm trying to spin this around. I'm really trying to do this in a way that is okay. I'm going the high road. There's a lot of babies out there that can make such a big difference, and you don't know what future you're taking away from ourselves if you don't let babies are born. And vice versa, there are people I feel like that just need to die off. And I'm they're just like, I feel like there's certain ideas, certain teachings that just old people that are pushing, you guys just need to drop off. Just go ahead, you live your life, go on, just you can go ahead, pass away. Like, it's okay.
It's your time.
Exactly, you know? And that's how I feel.
See, I originally, when I first saw it, I was like, heck yeah, I'm gonna push a button. That's kind of cool. Because it's like, well, because, like, you know, like, I love my grandparents and, like, my aunts and uncles who are older. Like, I don't want to see them die, you know? Right. Like, that'd be so tough. But also, like, immortality does not sound like the, like, people think immortality would be such a fun superpower to have, when in reality, you'd literally have to watch, like, all your friends and family die.
That sounds boring. Like, just imagine, like, I feel like what makes life so amazing, because we know that it's only limited, so we try to do as much as we can. Yeah. Whereas when you're mortal, you're like, I have all the time in the world, I'm not gonna get to that, don't worry.
Exactly. But nobody procreates anymore, like, it's like, that'd be kind of cool too. But then you think about it, and I like the what you brought up is, like, there are people who, you know, we don't know what'll come of, like, the next generation, you know? Exactly. So that's kind of cool to think about, you know?
Yeah, like, that's a good question.
Someone out here in this world right now could be the person who finds a cure for cancer.
Exactly. And it's all in someone's bun and oven. We need procreation.
She just says, you make a bakery, y'all.
Yeah. Give me those muffins. Oh, God. Oh, crazy.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Next situation is you can eat whatever the heck you want with no weight gain at all, but you can only drink Coke.
Ew. Ooh. Not Coke. Yeah, that's a no for me.
Really?
I hate Coke. I do not like Coke at all. It's, do you see, at this point, if you're not gaining weight, you're gonna be losing teeth. I'm sorry. Like, do you see what it does to car engines?
Let's just say, what if the situation was water?
Oh yeah, then I would say yeah, sure.
So, okay, water. So the Coke's a deal breaker, but if it was, like, you could only drink water, Jada, you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure, I could do that, yeah, but not Coke. Coke, that's just, you're basically killing yourself at that point, no. Yeah, no. What about you?
I feel like I'd have to agree with you on that situation. Like, I like Coke, but I feel like I'd get very sick of it, where I drink a lot of water regularly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like if it was water, I'd be like, yes, like, I could eating whatever I want with no weight gain.
Just drink water. Look at me, because it's just the Coke. It's just, I can't do, I can do Pepsi, but Coke is just too much for me. I get, And then when I drink it, my teeth squeak. So I'm like, oh, no. Has that never happened to you? When you drink and it's just like, squeak, squeak, squeak. Like, it's like, literally cleaned your mouth or something.
No.
Oh my god, I hate it.
You just have really sensitive teeth.
I actually do, but yes. So, next situation is
you can do anything you set your mind to, anything you want, but you have to do it naked with a crowd watching.
Oh god.
So you could literally be like, I can climb Mount Everest, But you're going to be naked and there's going to be a ton of people following behind you, like a big crowd, like watching you do it.
Oh, man.
I don't think I could.
Because,
like,
I
first
could
of
do
all,
it. I would push the button. I would.
I don't think I could. Now,
Oh,
I know that
man.
was extreme, but, like, I'm not a mountain climber. But, yeah, if you said you're going to climb Mount Everest, good luck. You're not climbing that
Bro.
mountain because you're going to get
You're gonna
frostbite.
freeze. You're gonna freeze it up.
But, like, I don't know. I just feel like I couldn't. But also, I've had some, like, body insecurity issues. So, like,
Same, but like I feel like if one of my bucket lists is go to a nude beach. Okay. So I feel like once you
so
get
that's
past
like
that,
already like doing
yes.
that's already
Yes.
doing something you want to set your mind to. That's
Just
like
like
the
just
one
a,
exception.
just like just imagine you're like a surgeon and you're like, I'm gonna save this person and you're just like just butt
Just
naked, you know, and just
that is very unsanitary.
and it wait, that's covering your hands. That doesn't count.
No,
So
that
while
doesn't
you're
count.
but while you're just doing the surgery and then the person wakes up and all they see is you, like
But, like, what if you get some,
Oh my
like, bodily
God.
fluids on you?
Oh man, you know, like
Do you really want that on you?
you gotta take your win and losses. Oh
But think of
God.
like if you go outside in the wintertime, like if you if you come to visit someplace in the wintertime or even in the summertime, you know how much sunscreen you're gonna be using? Do you know how much like you couldn't wrap up in the wintertime? You'd be like
You
cold.
gotta plan. You gotta plan your stealth. You have to be stealthy. You just you have to sp spring and summer and fall. That's your golden time. Just chilling, man.
But in the fall it gets
Hibernation.
cold too though.
Yeah,
And I love
yeah.
sweatshirt weather.
Look
I don't think
at
I
you,
could.
all
See,
the
I don't think
fashion.
I could.
She's a, I love sweatshirt weather. Like, yeah, yeah.
Nice. This is another really good situation. So, you can go back in time to a mistake you made and you can try to make it better. But if you make it worse, you can't go back and change it again. So, basically, what this is saying is you can go back to a mistake you made and they'll give you a second chance. But if you mess it up, there's no third chances.
Oh yeah, I would definitely. I would push the button. I would
I
push the
would
button.
too.
I
I
would,
would
and
too.
I would do better. I would do
I
so
would
much
too.
better.
What's you can only try to make it better.
Yes, I would. I would
I
have
feel like
to.
I would do that. Like, I don't know which
Is it only
situation.
one time? Like you
Only
have to
one
choose
time.
in your life.
Only one time.
Oh man, that's tough. Like,
See, I don't know what situation I would do.
I wish if it, I could do it multiple times and I can only do it one time over, and if I got it.
Well, I think it's only this one situation though.
Oh, that's tough.
So there's multiple situations you could like pick from, but like let's say there was like let's say you got into a fight with your best friend and you're like no longer best friends anymore. You can go back and fix it, but like if you got into a fight with your friend, but like let's say you didn't make up the first time, right? Maybe you do make up with your friend when you go back the second time around, but then you get into an even worse fight. Well, you can't go back and change that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then if
Yeah.
there's a different situation where it's like, oh, maybe you spilled like ketchup on something, you know what I mean? On like your friend, and it was like an accident, you know, different situation. Like,
Yeah, I think I definitely would go back.
I think I would too. Like, I think it'd be cool just to see like how life would be different. Like, I think that'd be
Yes.
fun.
Where would we be right now? But I feel like those same mistakes, they helped us in our character growth a lot. So, yes.
This next one is you become filthy rich, like Jeff Bezos on crack rich,
Oh, girl.
but you can never sleep again.
Oh no, I'll be broke, homeless, and sleeping on the street.
Love it. You can become rich, oh
No.
yes, but you can't sleep.
Oh
No.
no. I will be in a cardboard box having my best sleep ever. And that's, you know what? And that's something some rich guy will never have. So yeah,
I
take
don't
that.
think I'd press the button. Like, no, I'm
That's a
sorry.
no. I like my
No.
beauty sleep.
I do
Like,
too.
just imagine having all that money. You just can't sleep. Oh, that's so
Oh,
sad. You
for
couldn't even
real.
be energetic enough to enjoy your luxuries. Yeah, no.
I know. That sucks. That sucks. Okay, the next one. This is so funny. It's just this one, when I found it, it just really made me laugh. So I was like, okay, I have to include this. Okay. You gain the arms of a strong oak tree, you know, built tough,
Right.
but you have the legs of a seagull.
Whoa.
Oh no. Oh no. This is looking so odd shaped in my mouth. This is so odd.
Ew. I know.
Oh man. Ew.
So I don't think I would, because I don't know if my legs would be able to support the weight of my arms.
No, that's a no for me. Just imagine, like, you, the wind blows and you just twist your ankle, like, it's over. It's you're snapping.
I was thinking, like, when I wrote this one down, I was like, maybe you can work on your legs, but I was like, seagulls don't get ripped legs.
They don't.
Seagulls don't get gains.
They get sticks. They literally, no. Ain't no way. That's so, that looks scary. For anyone,
good luck sleeping tonight with that image.
That's like SpongeBob when he got those little rubber muscles and he had the little legs and he just like, flabby patty. He was blowing the air into his muscles.
Yeah.
And he was like, this way.
You know? Yeah. Going for the juice bar.
Yes, exactly.
The Texas episode.
He had it on his, like, he did Texas on his muscles. Yeah, no.
I love that episode.
It's a great episode.
So this next one, situation is you die.
Oh man.
But your afterlife, the afterlife that you go to is your favorite video game, book, TV, movie series, and you work alongside your favorite characters for the rest of your afterlife.
Uh-huh.
Would you press the button?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I'd rather, because that means I know how the plot goes. I know how it will be. I'd rather do something more spontaneous. I couldn't do that. I would feel unhappy. I know me.
Mm-mm. But like, okay, I'm pressing the button.
You're pressing the button?
I'm going to Aaliyah, which is it's the world in The Selection by Kiara Cass. I love that. And I know what happens, obviously, in the books, but like, all those, like, because there's a time jump, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the book. So like the first three books are about the main character, America's life. And then the last two books in the Selection series are on her daughter's life. But there's like 20 years, because when her daughter starts the Selection, she's 20. So there's 20 years that we don't know what happens in that world. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, it would be so fun to see like what it's like. Or then once the series ends, what is the rest of the series like? You know what I mean?
You know what? I take it back. I would probably push the button.
Do you see how fun that would be?
I would probably do Percy Jackson Lightning Thief series. I would be a Greek god.
But also, because you know what happens, I don't know. Because here's the thing. If it were to follow, like, you couldn't change the plot of how the author already did it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just kind of have to, like,
roll with
the punches. But if there was a way in your afterlife to change it, you could be like, hey, this is going to happen. Don't do this sort of situation. So I have to. I think it'd be so fun.
You converted me. Yes, I would definitely push the button. Because you know that'll be cool. That'd be LB.
Yes. Yes.
Yo. I mean, of course, there's many like near death end of the world series, but you know, we're good.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so this next one is you gain knowledge of everything. Uh-huh. Everything in the world. Uh-huh. But you forget everything you know, your name, your age, your family, your friends, and you can't get it back.
Yeah, that's a no. No button for me. That sounds sad.
Jay said, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah, that's for real. What about you?
I don't think I could either. Like, it'd be cool to know everything, but I mean, to not know, like, you'd basically be an orphan trying to, like, go out and get, like, new friends. I don't think I could do that.
That's like your personality is being wiped from a clean slate. You're nothing but a book. You're just a book, and then what's a book if it doesn't have any? You know how great to get an old book and you see the writing on the panels and the, like, and it's worn, and it's like, you know that this book belonged to somebody.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just, no, that sounds too sad.
I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This next one, I had to do a little bit of research for this, but it's worth it because it's fun.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't like going into like think tanks or like game episodes like this. I like to keep it surprising, but this one I had to think about it because when I was writing this down, I was like, we have to think critically about this, but it's fun.
I'll say my answer very carefully.
So you and five people of your choice travel to the moon and normally live. Like, y'all can just, like, live normally on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to live there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hear me out with this. So, 10 years in normal human life. That's a long time.
It is.
But the moon, I was like, how long is a year on the moon? Like, does the moon have normal years like us sort of situation? And the moon, a year on the moon is 27 days. And if a year on the moon is 27 days, that's 270 days out of 365 days. That's not a lot. I looked that up online. If you went on January 1st, you would come back September 28th.
Yo.
So here's a situation. When I was thinking about this, I was like, look, if it was human years, 10 years, I would not press the button.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was moon years, that's only 9 months. Like, that would be a great reality show.
I would,
like,
definitely living on the moon. But just imagine, what if our bodies end up taking a toll on that? We end up aging just like we've been there our whole lives, and you end up having, I don't know, kids. Ooh. And everything else. Like, man. On the moon?
In 9 months? That's no. One pregnancy, Jada.
Hey, wait. Time out. But have you ever watched the movie Old?
Old. Oh, that sounds so familiar.
It's about the family that gets sent to an island and they end up aging rapidly.
Oh, that was a new movie that came out. I didn't watch it, but yes. I did hear about it. Yeah.
No spoilers. Well, can I spoil? No, I won't spoil. Anyways.
Literally would have been a hypocrite from our past episode.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm not going to spoil, but I feel like that would be an instance where it would be basically very similar, where our bodies end up adapting to this, like, a year on the moon. Just imagine. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would say yes, though.
I would say
if it was moon years, I'm totally hitting the button. But if it's normal human years, 10 years, that'd be way too long for me.
Really? I would still do it if it was, like,
really? Normal.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Because, see, like, for me, I would have been like, mm-mm. Like, I'm sorry. Like 9 months would be enough. Because, like, yeah.
But just imagine everything you missed down on Earth. That would be kind of sad, though.
It's 9 months. That's not a lot.
Nine months moon period? What? Moon time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would, basically, that's fine, but, like, Earth, I probably, our time now, I would, I would, probably not, but, yes, we're hitting the button. Beep, beep.
Oh, for, totally. Okay, I see it. This one is also kind of funny, because it's just up there because it's just stupid and it's fun.
Okay.
You can fly freely, but you only like a balloon. I would say no. Like, you know when you release a balloon in the air and they kind of just, like, sway everywhere?
Yes.
What if you're like, Mom, I'm gonna go fly to the grocery store. And you just end up flying to the East Coast. Like,
oh my god,
you can't control yourself.
That sounds terrible. Yeah, no, that's a no for me.
I would fly around my house because I'm inside.
Right.
But I don't think I could fly freely.
Just imagine, you're just like Mary Poppins. Just like.
But see, even Mary Poppins can control where she wants to go.
Yeah, the balloon, that's it. You might just. Solar system, here we are.
Like, who knows? Woo!
Yeah, that's a no. Or be like Miss Frizzle.
I love it. God. We're teaching the kids on helium today.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Next situation is you only have to sleep 1 hour to feel totally rested. Like, you slept a total 8 to 10 hours, only in 1 hour. But your socks will always be slightly damp.
Ew. Sorry. Just imagine. Oh, I hate wet socks.
I'm pressing the button.
You're pressing the button?
Yeah, because you know what my loophole is? I'm just gonna move somewhere warm where the shoes I have to wear don't require socks. Flip-flops, heels, slides. I don't need to wear socks. It's only when you wear socks.
You know what? You're right. Oh, that sounds so gross. Okay, I'm looking at the peer pressure, you guys. I'm pushing the button
because here's the thing, like, think about it. If you only have to sleep 1 hour to feel like you've got 8 to 10 hours, that means you have 23 hours in a day to do whatever. You get more time than most people on Earth would.
That's literally world domination.
You get so much more in a day. That's amazing. Oh,
that is amazing.
That's awesome.
I wonder, is there ever a time that no one knows when just the whole world is just quiet? Not whole world, but a whole area is just quiet. Like a city, just that one moment where there's everyone's asleep. At least, like, you're about to wake up or mm-hmm. you're going into sleep. That one moment, just quiet. That'll be so cool.
I've always thought about that.
Yeah?
I think that'd be, you know, like, literally, I have, like, in small towns, like, small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a time when everyone in, like, a small town, like, less than 500 people is what I'm saying?
Is there ever
a time in a small town where, like, everyone's asleep, nobody's awake? Like, how cool is that?
Jeez, I would be a villain, a menace to society.
Of course you would.
I would be tripping, doing a little rigging up people's houses that people I don't like and just like let them trip. Oh yeah. That's terrible. Anyways, don't quote me.
Anyways, next one.
All right.
Next one is, so your situation is you get to relive the best moments of your life. Any moment where you're like, life just is the best right now. It feels like it cannot get better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to relive your most embarrassing moment, and everyone knows.
Oh, no. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No, because let me tell you, the most embarrassing moment in my life, thank God it was only a few people, but to have everyone know, I couldn't.
See, I've told a lot of people my most embarrassing moment, or one of my most embarrassing. There's not, like, any moment where I literally want to, like, die right now. But, like, I've told people, like, my most embarrassing moment, and, like, I think I could do it because I was kind of young when it happened, you know, like fifth grade. So like, I feel like people would be like, oh, you're just a child. It was a silly mistake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And even though it was embarrassing, but like, sometimes I do wish I could go back to those moments in time where I'm like, I really am genuinely happy. I would press the button.
Wow. That's amazing. Because the thing is, it's not my most embarrassing moment. Isn't mm-hmm. even a moment that's mine.
It's not.
I was just there. Like, I was, like, the partner in crime, let's say.
Okay.
Oh, God. It was so embarrassing. And it's like, I can't relive that. If I relive that, they're going to get embarrassed, too, for sure. Hands down.
Oh,
That's why I see. I couldn't do it. No.
Ugh. Okay. That makes sense.
Secondhand embarrassment. It's really all.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, even, like, watching TV shows, I'm like, why? No, don't do it.
The cringiness is like, no.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Me, too.
Okay, final situation.
Okay.
You become the sexiest person alive.
Ooh.
But only for 3 hours.
Ooh. I'll take that 3 hours. I'm pushing the button.
I'm pushing the button, too. No, like, for real, like, here's the thing. People are like, only for 3 hours you're the sexiest person alive? Hear me out. I think it's doable because, like, here's the thing. I don't need lifelong notoriety. Just knowing I was the sexiest person alive, I'm going to use it to my advantage in the 3 hours that I do have it, though.
Yeah, well, I'm milking that. Like, I'm going to milk it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to milk
that
it.
That is what I'm saying. Like, God, think about milk, that.
Milking that. Yes. That
would be seriously. Because, like, if you're like, if this person's like, I want this mansion. And they're like, no, you're not.
Pretty
and I'm like,
privileged.
I'm the sexiest person alive. Okay. And then after the end of 3 hours, they're like, no, we need to, like, get this mansion back. I'll be like, I signed the papers. You signed these papers.
Exactly.
What you going to do about it?
That's right. I was thinking the same. I'm like, yes, you better secure that. Okay. Get your house. Get your Lamborghini. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Those 3 hours are yours. And, like, yes. You know, a little notoriety never hurt anyone sort of situation.
And I feel like if you are the most beautiful woman and then it fades, people are going to still remember the fact that you can be that beautiful. And I feel like with extra work, you can achieve your own version of being the most beautiful. But in the meantime, I'm going to be getting those contracts.
Gains.
The houses, the cards. What else? The pretty privilege. What else can I achieve?
I'm going to get a rocking career somewhere. Like,
what? You might as well get a sugar daddy. Just let them splurge on you. Like, become just different. Like, make people pay for you 30 minutes. And they're like, look, I just need you to be around my arm and make me look important. And you're the prettiest woman alive. Come on now. I'm like,
use that privilege.
Use that privilege. Here's the
thing, 3 hours would be enough. It'd be too much to have it, like, go on forever and ever.
Yeah,
like,
that's just too much work.
It'd be a little much, but, like, 3 hours, I think you can get a lot done in 3 hours.
Marry me, Emma.
It's like, well, all these hot people are coming my way.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? If there's a hot person in those 3 hours who comes up to you, I say, screw it. Go get that cheap Vegas wedding.
What? Really? Do it. I would be like, you know what I would say? I would be like, I'm sorry, I am a catfish.
Even if they were like, but you're still hot, I'd be like, fine, we're going to Vegas.
Look, if this is what you want, fine, let's go. let's temporarily get married.
Temporarily? Take it while you can, girl. That's only 3 hours. Like,
just imagine when it wears off and he's looking at you like, what have I done? What have I done?
That's why you have to take a lot of photos, though. Oh my god! If there's a time when you're the hottest person alive, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you right?" Like,
that's funny.
Just remind them of your worth.
Imagine once you guys get like married and you're just there, and then you guys have kids, and like, what happened to mommy? Like, it's gonna be so. What happened? They look at the wedding pictures. What happened to mommy?
Oh god! It was a time, sweetie.
That's all you gotta say. Look. I was shopping in a supermarket, and then I got this can of peaches, and that so happened to be a magic can of peaches, and my fairy peach mother told me that. You know, like the stork story? Yeah, we're talking about the canned peaches.
Then there you have it, y'all. Peaches are gonna make you the sexiest person alive. You heard it here first.
We went from the pumpkin patch to canned peaches.
I'm sorry. This new remake of Cinderella. I'm here for it. Thanks. Well, anyways, now that we know that, again, like I said, you heard it here first, canned peaches make you sexy.
Yes.
I mean, fresh peaches would be better.
But you know, we're very modern. We're modern women, okay? So who got fresh peaches, right? I got my peaches up in Georgia.
Yes. Oh, okay. Pardon our tangent, but thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Pinkies Up. You know that Jada and I love to do these game episodes, and hopefully you played along with us. This is a really fun episode. Oh, yeah. We love the game. I love the game
episodes. You
brought tears
out of my eye, and I hope you guys enjoyed this just as much as I have, because that was golden right there.
Again, if you want to go and get even more crazy situations, there are some dirty situations, but we do like to keep this podcast PG-13 on this show.
Yes.
There are a ton of very fun situations. So literally just go to wouldyoupressthebutton.com. It's so much fun. You get to see other people's, you get to see the percentages of how many people did or didn't press the button. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun to see what's up. And yeah, this is just, I love doing the game episodes. They're always super fun to record.
Oh yeah. Thank you for this great, these are great questions. They're really good. This, you did well done. Well done.
I tried to do a combination, you know, you got to keep it, you know,
spicy.
Keep it spicy. You know, we want to do some fun things. Good luck trying to sleep tonight with the oak arm legs, single leg dream.
Man, you couldn't even run down.
You'd have to like crawl on your arms.
Literally, you have to just do a handstand. Just.
But then, you know, we had to have some of the serious ones where it's like, wow, would I do that situation?
Kind of that's think for about. Sure. It very made you think very hard, very hard.
But. So as always, we hope that you guys subscribe for new content every single week and share it with your friends.
And once again, thank you for listening to another episode of Pinkies Up. Until next time,
bye!